St. Junan's back in another final and hoping to put titles back to back tomorrow against Naoimh Connell.
Yes, that would be the aim, Tom. I mean, that's what we've worked at for all year. And in fairness, now Naoimh Connell's a good football side. You would expect them to be slight favourites because by virtue of the fact that they have got a number of county players on their team who started against Galway and stuff, where they would have actually more maybe in the county panel. But again, it should be nip and tuck. We have good fine footballers as well, spattered throughout the team, in fact the whole team and our whole panel, and that's what we aim to utilise, the full panel on Sunday.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, champions, have you got many of last year's team?
I think there's around seven. You know, again, some of last year's team who are have gone to other sports, and we wish them well in that, you know. One guy injured as well.
Yeah, and obviously Niall O'Donnell, Brian McIntyre, those guys were all there last year.
All there last year, Kevin Keeley, Oisin O'Boyle, Matthew Goller, when you start naming guys and it's offhand, you probably
leave somebody out.
You leave guys out. You know?
And tell me, you mentioned county players. Obviously, Niall O'Donnell was vice captain, and is it Aaron Deeney and the Toll brothers as well? Yeah. They were a part of the minor squad.
They were part of that John Paul Barrett's county minor panel. Yeah, and again. They were busy with that, and we let them go, and we wished them well in it. And we went ahead in the league with mostly without those players, and we made the semi final. And on the day, Ardra was much far superior team in Convoy, so that's as far as we got there, you know. So
and of course, you would have a cumber of very promising under 17s as well, who were part of county development squads.
No more than Naoimh Connell as well. That would be. Same, you know, they would have a number.
Just remind us who they are.
Well, Aaron Deeney was initially on the under 17 panel, and he developed moved on up to the minor team. But you had Michael McGrory and Niall Hannigan, Owen McGeehan, Paddy McColgan, Oisin Purdy.
Yeah,
so there's a number of them there, you know, and again, when you start naming them, Paul McGovern and Brian McGeehan's on their second team, you know, they've their squad, so they'll be eligible next year again.
Yeah, and tell me, what about the campaign?
Tell
me about the championship campaign. Who have you played in the championship?
Well, the first game goes back now, it's that long ago. We were in a group stage with Buncrana, I think, and we played St. Michael's in the Northern Final, Convoy in the semi-final, and we played Muff. It's a long season.
Yeah.
So we started out in February, end of February.
Yeah, well, that's probably a topic for another day and another debate. Impressive semi-final win over a good Eirua side.
A good Eirua side, yeah. Again, they had their purple patch and their players and stuff, and they got a goal, but our guys didn't put the head down. They worked it, and we got a goal before half time. And then we added 2 points. And after that, then the second half, we dug in deep, and collectively, we saw the game out. And we were on top.
So all set, as we said, for the final. Have you got everybody?
Everybody's available. Yeah, everybody's available.
So that's a big bonus. Maybe a headache for you, but
I'm a parent myself and stuff, and you know you can only start 15, and there's difficult choices to be made and stuff, and that's why the management's there and stuff, and we'll try and do our best, and that's all you do. Once the guys cross the white line, it's up to them.